Thanks so much for listening to the Twisted Podcast, sponsored by Springfield Metro Woman, a free resource guide for women in the Southwest Missouri area. Metro Woman magazine showcases area businesses and services for women. You can find Springfield Metro Woman at over 200 locations and online at 417metrowoman.com. Pick up a copy or sign up for their email. Every month, Springfield Metro Woman connects you with area women's products and services, providing excellent results for their advertisers. Thanks for joining me on the Twisted Podcast. My name's Trina, and I'm joined by Amity Farr from Simple Fly Live. Thanks for being here and talking about how you have twisted some stuff up when it comes to your business model. Will you tell me more, please?
Sure, absolutely. So I started out my business as a privately funded ministry, and then it became apparent that in order for it to grow, money was going to have to be part of the equation. And that gave me a pretty heavy heart. And so I took the year off in 2018 to kind of regroup, rebrand myself. And that's when I came up with the idea of Simple Fly Life as the name for my business. And then I went forth in 2019 and I was, you know, asking for donations. I was still working kind of in the spirit of a ministry for donations. But I never felt quite right with it. And to me, what it felt like was I had one foot in the world with the way that my business was being run, you know, and it was all about selling. It was all about, you know, making gains. And the revenue that I brought in was the measure of my success in my own mind and was how I was grading my business. So if I made money that month, I felt woohoo. And if I didn't, I felt, you know, grief and despair. So, you know, the other part of my life felt like it was under the leadership of Christ or Christ's kingdom, but I just felt a schism in what I was doing. So what I did was in about late May or early June, I began to pray and I said to the effect, God, would you please baptize my business? Would you please bring it under the kingdom of Christ and make it count for eternity? And so very shortly after I began praying that, I got the scripture given to me of Luke 6, and it became the blueprint for how I run my business now. And so some things that are different about it is I freely give. You know, I make sure that I give the gift. And whatever they give back to me is their gift. But there is no concept of debt or collections in my business. Also, I think about how I should spend the revenue that I generate with my business. And there are two things that I can do with it. I can cover a need of my own, or I can do good. And I got that from Luke 6. The first two stories in that chapter are about how to appropriately use activities on a Sabbath. And then I realized that my biggest opportunity for my business are my enemies of my business, the ones that are the naysayers, the criticizers, the ones that would take advantage of me. To be able to pray for those people and bless those people are really where the opportunity is for a Christian business. So it was just like mind blown when I got that scripture and really read it through several times and began to understand the nuggets that are in there.
More with Amity after a quick word from our sponsor. The Twisted Podcast is sponsored by Springfield Metro Woman. You can pick up the newest issue of Springfield Metro Woman at over 200 locations throughout Springfield, Nixa, Ozark, and neighboring communities. Find yours at salons, restaurants, and more listed at 417metrowoman.com or at any Village Inn, Cedars, Perkins, Golden Corral, or at the Avon store with Penny. Back with Amity from Simple Fly Live talking about how you twisted up your business model. Every business is different, and there's a lot of unique things where some can't always operate under that exact model. So if they kind of think, wow, that's pretty fantastic, but I know I can't do that, I can't give away here, what would you suggest? How can they incorporate pieces of that in without feeling like they have to compare themselves to you or another business, or that they're not being good stewards of either their ministry or just their business in general and feeling like they're not Christ-like?
You know, I would say definitely put it before the Lord. ask for his guidance and for his help, and just pour out your heart before him and just say, this is what I think I'm doing right. This is what I feel is wrong, and really level with him about how you would like his leadership in your business and in your life. He may lead you on a similar path. He may lead you on a completely different path, but you will feel so much more peace when you know that you are doing the will of the Lord. And so, you know, to what I would say to other people that might want to not do as I'm doing, you know, just realize that it is your deal, and you should be able to have the freedom to live your life according to how you choose. And so if it doesn't resonate with you, that's great. Do your own thing. But what I'm trying to say is that this is taking a huge risk for me, and I know that, but I am very comfortable with it. I want my life to say that, yes, you can live according to the principles of Christ in this world and be okay. That is what I want my life to stand for. I want it to be able to say that, yes, I followed what I thought was Christ leading on my life and in my heart, and this is what I did, and look at what I did. You know, that's what I want to say. That's my legacy that I want to leave, and it is possible to follow Christ.
For those that are hearing this and wanting some reference, do you have anything that you specifically read or researched or websites that you turned to for help?
Yes. So something that was really a catalyst in all of this was the book Insurgents by Frank Viola. And he's a wonderful author, and I would really recommend checking his materials out. But Insurgents, it just made a succinct travel through what needs to happen prior to a Christian conversion, what needs to happen in a Christian conversion, and the identity that you have as a Christian and access to the kingdom. It really lays it out well. And then, of course, Mother Teresa and her words are close to my heart, and just the way she was willing to not seek money in her life, but yet money came to her, like the story of when they needed money for their mission and she won the Nobel Peace Prize, and it was almost the exact amount of money that her charity needed to do whatever they were going to do. So just blessings like that kind of spurred me on, and I thought, okay, I'm willing to take the risk. I'm willing to see if this will work. I'm willing to trust God and see if kingdom mechanics really do exist and work.
Ooh, hope you'll be willing to give us an update here in a little while along your journey.
Sure.
All right.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. Best wishes.
Thank you, Trina.
Thank you. Thanks so much for listening to the Twisted Podcast, sponsored by Springfield Metro Woman. The free guide has provided resources for Southwest Missouri area women for over 15 years. An award-winning, locally owned business committed to connecting local women to related services, products, and events while providing excellent results for advertisers. They support and encourage the growth and recognition of businesses that offer services and goods to women in the 417 area. They do this by providing a magazine with these resources to enhance women's lives in Greater Springfield, Branson, Nixa, Ozark, and the surrounding areas. You can learn more at 417metrowoman.com. Thank you again very much for listening. My name's Trina Wilcox. Hopefully you will subscribe to the Twisted Podcast with Trina Wilcox wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find out more anytime when you head over to twistedmedia.life.